Kupreanof's city council passed the resolution January 22nd. It says the proposed borough will impose costs on the residents of the city of Kupreanof for services which cannot and will not be provided to them. Kupreanof council member Tom Reinhartz is concerned about remaining an independent city.
Once the borough happens, it then becomes a vote of the people. And, of course, all the votes are really in what would become Service Area 1. And so all of a sudden, we just have to go along with the group, if you will. And we're concerned that there are no guarantees and there's nothing within the petition that would ensure that we maintain our sovereignty as an independent city.
The proposed borough charter states that Kupreanof will remain a separate municipal entity and retain all its powers. But Reinhartz worries that could change if residents of the new borough approved a charter amendment. However, in an interview in December, staff with the state's local boundary commission said any change to a borough's boundaries, like a dissolution of a city within the borough, would require a new petition to the state, not simply a charter change. The resolution says the planning process for the new borough occurred without the opportunity for full participation by Kupreanof, and says Petersburg broke several laws mandating an open and transparent process. Reinhartz says Kupreanof's council is also concerned about the potential for increasing property tax rates and the possibilities of residents outside the city being forced to help pay for projects in Petersburg. Kupreanof hired an attorney to review Petersburg's borough petition, and Reinhartz says that attorney concluded that Petersburg's effort was not in Kupreanof's best interest.
Our council has advised us that we just need to make it known that this resolution is out there, that we currently object to the petition the way it stands, and that may be enough to cause the city of Petersburg to go back and say, we've got to rethink this, and we've got to reach out to those that are outside of the city of Petersburg, and we've got to come up with a borough petition that works for everybody.
Reinhartz was on a Petersburg Borough Charter Commission that drafted an earlier version of the charter and petitioned to the state's local boundary commission. Petersburg was not successful in gathering enough signatures from residents outside of city limits for that petition. Reinhartz says that earlier borough charter made more concessions to Kupreanof. The community incorporated as a second-class city in 1975 and has 24 residents, according to a 2009 estimate by the state. Petersburg just celebrated its 100th anniversary as a city and has around 3,000 residents. And Petersburg City Council member John Haverlick says he isn't surprised by the Kupreanof resolution, but he is disappointed by it. Haverlick says the neighboring town would benefit by becoming part of a borough.
The state wants to push a road through there, you know, with the power line to Cake, is part of the Southeast Comprehensive Transportation System. And now all of, 15 to 20 people are going to stand against the state? You know, that's not going to carry any weight. If they were part of a borough with this whole area saying that we don't want any part of that, you know, then that would have meaning. It'd have a lot more meaning than just, you know, a few residents saying no.
The Kupreanof resolution also prompted a response last week by the attorney hired by Petersburg to prepare its borough petition. James Brennan writes that Petersburg has not violated the state's Open Meetings Act. He writes that Petersburg has held more public meetings and informational sessions on borough formation than any other municipality he has assisted in the process. Brennan notes that no municipal government can guarantee that tax rates stay the same. And he writes it would take a charter change, including a borough-wide public vote, in order to force residents outside the current city limits to help pay off debt for projects in Petersburg. Another council member in Petersburg, Dan Hickman, says the proposed borough charter does everything he can think of to recognize Petersburg's neighbor.
The city was, Kupreanof was recognized as a city, an incorporated city, and all of their ordinances and their laws and everything remain in effect. Their council remains in effect. I don't know what else we could do other than eliminate taxes on their side of the creek. That would make any difference.
Hickman points out that even if Petersburg is able to secure enough signatures for its petition, the state's local boundary commission will then start a lengthy public process on the proposal. Staff and volunteers are still trying to gather signatures for the city's latest petition to the state for borough formation. Staffers say they have surpassed the number of signatures for city residents needed, but remain 5 signatures short of the 19 that they need from residents outside of city limits. One volunteer, former Petersburg Mayor Don Koenigs, updated Petersburg's City Council on the effort last week. Koenigs says he's been gathering signatures for the petition since early January and has yet to secure a signature from anyone who lives outside of the city, but he wants to continue trying.
That's the process. The reason I'm taking a little more time is I want people to be convinced, clearly convinced, that the borough is in the best interest of the city for all the reasons that you've listed and many more. Taxes and a lack of voice or representation are not enough to say no.
Many opposed to the borough have not been convinced to change their minds, and that includes landowners outside of Kuprinoff. Petersburg resident Colin Lyons told the council last week that for 7 generations his family has owned land at Point Agassiz on the mainland north of Petersburg.
And we're not for this borough whatsoever. We pay all our taxes here in this community. And everything that's utilized over there is paid in this community. And I don't see what we would gain by paying you people now for the privilege of having this land. It's been ours ever since President Hoover was in office.
Petersburg has been gathering signatures on its borough petition since last October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.